Galatians, Paul reveals something and says something that's very significant in his letter to the Galatians, really to all of us. He said, God set forth his son, and these words he said, born of a woman, born under the law. Jesus was born under the law, as everyone was at that time. The thing about, and this is why they had to bring him to the temple and offer their sacrifice. Now, their sacrifice was not very much because they were not very wealthy people. So they gave two turtle doves, or two pigeons, it says, or doves, as their sacrifice. Now, the significance of this was, going forward, we meet this man named Simeon. Simeon's a very interesting dude. If you think about it, his obedience to God was to wait until he saw the Messiah, till he saw the Christ, till he saw the Anointed One. He had to wait. Now, isn't that ironic that we had just left the time of Advent as we waited for Christmas to come? And now we're reading a story about a man named Simeon who must wait also. Who wants to wait more? Are we not tired? Are we not tired of waiting during this year we call 2020, where first we wait 2 weeks and we'll flatten the curve, was one thing we did. Then we say, well, wait, as soon as we get better treatments, this will be gone. And then he said, oh, wait, a little bit longer and we'll have a vaccine. And everything will be good. Now, some of those things are true, and I'm not saying that they're not good, but it all involves waiting. And honestly, we're not good at it. I'm not patient, near patient enough. Somebody said if you pray to God for patience, guess what he gives you? Patience. Who wants that? So that leaves us with Simeon. So Simeon was a very old man. If you look in Scripture, this is the only place that this individual Simeon is talked about. We don't know exactly how old he is. I looked it up, and there are some accounts that have him at least 200 years old. You say, wow, that's pretty old. That's even older than a lot of people. That's very old. The point is, he's been waiting, and it also defines, it tells you a little bit about Simeon, who he is. So, there was a man named Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout. That's pretty high praise of a man's character, is it not? You see, what was happening here is Jesus was being born under the law, but now all of a sudden, what he was going to do was bring us above the law. In other words, what Jesus was going to do was he was going to wipe away that very impossible task that many of us think of, well, if we just do everything under the law, we're going to be good. Now, how many people in here are successful at that? I better not see any hands, because then we'll have more candles falling like the other night. The bottom line is it's impossible. It's absolutely impossible to do everything the law says and to do it completely. So what Jesus has done for Simeon, and he sees it, he feels it. So, I mean, how many people would say, well, gosh, now I can die? Who would say that? Maybe somebody who is really, really in bad health. I mean, I've had, you can call it a curse or a blessing, but I've had the opportunity to see many people in their last stages of life. And I've seen the peace and the comfort that come over them when I tell them, it's okay. It's okay to let go. Gloria has seen that too. It's okay. The thing is when we're dying, what Simeon sees is yes, he can physically die. But what Jesus is telling us, and when we accept Christ into our hearts as a relationship, we accept him as our Messiah, we're dying to all that stuff that he's absorbed and taken away from us. So what we're really doing is now we're living. We die first and then we live. Now we can live. We're free. Isn't that what we all want, to be free? See, if we do that, then Jesus takes that burden from us that is so weighing us down. And as they show Simeon, if you see pictures, they show him lifting up this boy, this baby, as a very old man. But what he's really doing is he's free. And this is the beauty of that relationship with Christ. And this frees us to live in God's grace and mercy, which we all desperately need. Don't you think? So he goes on and he sings this song, and this is called the Hymn of Simeon, or the Song of Simeon. And we say it in part of our liturgy. After the communion, we sing, in one of the settings, you sing the Song of Simeon. So what that is in communion you die, and now you get the rebirth into life with Christ, right? And so Simeon also says, not only is it for his beloved Jerusalem and Israel, but here's the hope that we get. He said, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And that you have prepared in the presence of all people. What does all mean? It means all. Nobody's left out. Nobody's left out. Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful. So here we have, and I thought about this a lot too, this, and how unlikely, unfortunately, he would be received today. I think about church, even when I was a little boy, my mom wasn't afraid to bring me to church when I was a baby, an infant. She wasn't afraid that I was going to get some disease or catch a virus or... No, she brought me to church. She wasn't afraid to let every grandmother in that church hold me that wanted to. And that's where we have Anna, the prophetess Anna. Wow, that's pretty high praise. And once again, this is the only place we hear of her. But she was so devout that she was coming to that church every day to worship, waiting for who? Jesus. Isn't that amazing? You know, so we've waited years, and every year we get Christmas gifts, right? And, you know, when I was a little boy, I would always get a special gift that I really wanted. I remember one year I got a pair of hockey skates. You know, they were awesome. I wore them, but you know what happens to your foot when you're a 10-year-old boy and you become 11 and 12? It grows. So what good were those hockey skates to me? Nah, they didn't work. I couldn't fit them, right? So that gift saw its time passed. But the gift that Christ and God gave us through Christ on Christmas, does it ever lose its time? Does it ever wear out? Does it ever disappoint? Does it ever go away? It doesn't. And this is what Simeon saw. So I'm asking you, as you move forward, do you want to be like Simeon? I do. I want to know what it feels like to be released of all the burdens that I carry and just to be able to bask in God's grace and mercy. And I think that's something we want to carry into 2021. And I pray that everyone gets to experience that. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time of season once again. And we thank you for all the grace and mercy which you bestow upon us. All the blessings you give us, even when we don't see them at the time. But you give us the ability to look back at our lives, even in our hardest, most difficult times, we see you're at work. We see the blessings of your hand upon us. So Lord God, now during this time where there are many people who are alone, many people who haven't seen their family in long times, I just pray, Father, that they're united soon, that families will be brought together, that people will be brought together, that we'll come together and worship you as one in unity, not because we know better, not because we're better than anybody else, but because you are God and you are our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we worship you, we praise you, we love you. Heavenly Father, we lift up to you all those people who are battling illness, this terrible virus that has just been in the world now for most of the year, and we ask, Lord, that it'll go away. We pray for its eradication, that it'll no longer affect us. But we do hope, Lord, as we look back, that we'll have seen your hand all over this, and your blessings and your mercy.